this is working. This is September 28th. I'm with Michael Simon in rural Athens. Is that what we said it was? In his studio with Mark Shapiro. So, Michael, you were talking about how remarkable it was that you ended up at the university at that time.
Yes, the University of Minneapolis. When I think back about the way things developed in my life, it was so important. I can't say enough about how my life changed in those years that I was in school there. The situation in the studio at the University of Minnesota, in the ceramic studio, was very open. I think that it was coincidental. I just think this all kind of happened at just coincidentally happened at one time. There were a lot of students who were somehow or another really engaged by ceramics and pottery making, and it was an exciting place to be. The studio was open all the time, and let me tell a little bit about the teachers that were there. The main teacher then, and the person who set up the ceramics program there at University of Minnesota, was Warren McKenzie. And he had been teaching at that time. I took the first classes in about 1967 or 68. And he had been teaching there for 17 or 18 years at the time. And he really didn't have to spend a lot of time with students anymore. I mean, he had spoken enough. He was always anxious to get out to his own studio to work. That was something that was always remarkable about him, I thought. And he became a father figure and my mentor, and continues to be. I still hear him in my brain, and I still think about him, and whenever I have to make decisions. I mean, he's my touchstone. He's the place where he is the figure that I think through. He was very important to me, and I didn't know at the time. I mean, I really wasn't conscious at the time of Warren's value. I mean, we weren't really physically close when I was there at school. But the contact is crucial, and Warren opened the door. He led all of us there, I think. Believe that pottery could be really an expressive form, a place to work where you could have the reward of being able to put forth your feeling. And so it let us take it really seriously. That was really the beauty of Warren's teaching, I think, was that for nothing else than the feeling of his dedication and how much he saw in the pots. He had ultimate confidence that the pots could carry his total self, and that was what we saw. So that was a great thing to have contact with. That was an unbelievable thing for a Minnesota farm boy to have this kind of contact. It was revealing, and it opened up a huge world that I don't know how I would ever have come in contact with without having been there.
Was it completely a different feeling than in any other studio in that department?
Well, yeah, for me it was. I mean, I don't know. I suppose some of that was just the response to being able to do the work in the clay. You know, somehow the clay was right, and making the shapes was right. And I mean, it was interesting to me. It went deeper than something that I wanted to do, or